Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it is the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Join us now as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. And I read in your hearing from Psalms chapter 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands established thou it. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And remember, if you miss our broadcast, if radio time is not convenient, or you'd like to hear it again, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service, and just select the date that you want. Click it and worship the Lord with us. And then while you're there, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. We want you to give to your family, take care of your church. We want you to pray about what you do. We don't want you to take anything away from your family or your church. But if you have something left and you'd like to share it with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated and needed and used for the right purpose. Page 321 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Let's sing, I Will Sing the Wondrous Story. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how He left His home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through His loving arms around me, drew me back into the way. Oh, yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. I'll sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Soon He'll come
found the church, his bride to claim and complete the wondrous story. Come, Lord Jesus, come again. Oh, yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. I'll sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. He will keep me till the river rolls its water at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Oh, yes, I'll sing.
Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story
of Christ.
Of the Christ
who died for
Christ me. I'll sing it with
the saints in glory.
Saints in glory
gathered by
the crystal sea.
Well, you got a song to sing. I've heard people say, well, I don't have a song. Well, you need to know about the Christ. You need to know about the wondrous story. You can have a song in your heart in the night, after every mile, after every trial. The songwriter said anyone can sing when the sun is shining brightly, but you can have a song in your heart in the night. And that song can be the wondrous story of the Christ who died for you and me. Let's get ready to pray. The God that we're talking about, the God of the wondrous story, today is listening for our prayers. In the book of Nahum 1:7, he says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. That's so real and rich. I'm going to read it again. Nahum, over in the Old Testament. "The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Hallelujah. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. One songwriter says, "Sing them over to me again." Wonderful words of life. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful today that songs and the Word of God, verses that we read, inspire us to pray. Lord, they build our faith. And Lord, they help us to realize just how anxious you are to hear our prayers and to show yourself as our God and our Savior in meeting our needs and supplying according to your word and your will. Father, we thank you today for each one. We pray, Lord, you'll bless our next church services. Lord, they come around frequently, 2 or 3 times a week. And we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be there. And Lord, where we're gathered together with a group of believers in Jesus' name, we just pray you'll bless our churches in the next service. May it be a time, Lord, in service where the Word of God goes forth and the worship of the Lord is powerful and filled with the Holy Ghost. And may it be a time, Lord, when somebody finds you as his or her Savior. We know you're willing to redeem men and women from sin and set them free. Bless this service today. Meet and supply the needs of each one that's with us. All those that are sick, Lord, and shut in, they need a touch of God. I know, Lord, you're able to touch them in Jesus' name. Minister to them, we pray, and we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Jesus is
the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end. Angels all around me. In a world full of trouble, we travel along. God is our Father. We're on our way home. Hindering forces of evil ever come in our view. Jesus has promised this is what he will do. Put angels all around you to keep you from harm, to guide and direct you till you're safe in his arms. Put angels all around you. You're never alone, and you'll be protected till you make it home. The prophet Elijah, in the Bible we're told, approached by an army, just stood there so bold. For he heard God whisper, "Fear not, my son, just look into heaven. What I have done." Oh, sing it now. Put angels all around
angels
you,
all around
to
you,
keep you from harm,
to keep you from harm,
to guide and protect you,
guide and direct you
till you're safe in his arms. Put angels all around
angels
you,
all around
you're
you,
never alone,
you're never alone,
and you protect
it till you make it home.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's always at the piano, and we thank you for worshiping with us. We want you to join us each day for a radio broadcast where we can sing and pray and read you some things from God's Word. I told you earlier, if you can't get it on the radio, how you can get it on the website. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, even a song or prayer request, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Put angels all around you to keep you from harm, to guide and direct you till you're safe in his arms.